You rise and you descend. That is a part of the ascending movement. That kind of descent is a part of the ascending movement. You move forward, then you come down where you were earlier. Again you move forward, again you come down to where you were earlier. This kind of ascent descent is a normal part of our ascent, basically.
The meandering.
Meandering path. But when we speak of descent of the divine,
yes,
it is to bring down on the earth that which is valid of the highest. The higher comes down and then lifts up all that is below. So in other words, there is in this world a movement of ascent, and then there is a response from the divine. But when this critical point is reached in the movement of ascent, then the descent of the divine takes a special form. It is as if the real invasion of the divine, with a tremendous pull, so that all the obstacles then can be broken. In other words, there is a role of the divine on this earth evolution. According to the Gita's view, God is not merely a supervisor of the world. There are many views of God. According to one view, God is only a supervisor. God is only a judge. You do actions and God comes and judges whether you are right or wrong, then He gives you rewards and punishments. There is also one view of God. According to Gita, God is not a judge. He is not a supervisor. Or even if He is a judge or supervisor, He is not merely that. God is a laborer along with all His creatures. Because these creatures also are not different from Him. All the creatures are laboring, they are different manifestations of God Himself. Therefore, God Himself is a laborer along with all the laborers. In this movement of labor, He has one very special function. That when this labor comes to a critical point, and the task that is to be performed cannot be done, then He specially comes down and shows how the labor can be done. And in spite of being human, how you can still cross the borders of humanity. Because basically we are all divine. So if there is a limitation, it is only a temporary limitation. And by our limitations, we are not able to break. Although we are divine, we are not able to break the limitations. Therefore the divine descends and breaks the limitations and shows how we can all move forward. He does not come on the earth to show that, look, I am divine. That is not His purpose. He wants to show how you all can become divine. So that madbhavam agata, you come to my nature, you become my nature. This is the real purpose. It is not merely to show that, well, what you cannot do, I can do, and I have done, now you move forward. It's not merely that. You are me, I am you, but you are ignorant, you are not able to put forward that labor. So I now show you that in spite of being what you are, I take your form, I assume your form, accept all the limitations that you have, and tell you that just as in me there is divinity, so is divinity in you. And I break the ground and show you that now look, you also can do and you can move forward. And you become my nature. This is the real purpose of dharma. This is the real meaning of dharma. Dharma is the law of ascent. As I told you, dharma also means eternal law. Dharma also means the law of essence. Dharma is, spiritually speaking, a law by which we establish our relationship with everybody in the world. Law is the law of development, law of upward movement, law of relationships. These are three meanings of the word dharma. You establish the right relationship with everybody. At present, we do not know relationships. There is a beautiful sentence of Tagore where he says, the whole life is relationship. There is nothing but relationship in the world. There is a novelist who has written a novel, and there is one forward line which says only one word, there are connections. This is the real. The whole world is nothing but connections. And all problems of human life arise because we do not know how to connect, how to relate, how to relate harmoniously. As Sri Aurobindo says, all problems are essentially problems of harmony. We do not know how to harmonize. And dharma is nothing but a principle of harmonious relationship. Dharma is that by which relations are built in such a way that even when there are progressive developments, the relationships remain. They do not break. They are not broken. They can be reformulated, they can be enriched, they can be greater. Now it is in this deeper sense of dharma that Sri Krishna says, dharma samsthapana arthaya. It is not merely to set right some wrong which is done by Duryodhana against Yudhishthira. That also is included. But there is a deeper malaise, a deeper malady, that the whole world at that time is sinking. Sinking because an ascent has to be done, and this power of ascent is not coming forth. And if that does not come forth, the whole world will sink. Therefore, the avatar comes and establishes a dharma. And that is why also, whenever an avatar comes, he gives a dharma which is not the final dharma. It is an ascending dharma. That is why each avatar gives a new dharma, not necessarily contradictory of the previous one, but certainly something that gives you a new path, a kind of a new orientation. The dharma given by Sri Rama is called a dharma of limitations. If you want to remain limited to humanity only, to human consciousness, and reach the highest of human consciousness, and the highest in the human consciousness is sattva. If you want to develop highest sattva, this Sri Rama has established. When humanity had the difficulty of crossing from rajas to sattva and established the sattva consciousness, not that sattva consciousness was not there at all. Many great men had come before. Many rishis had been there. But what is called establishment of sattva? There is a difference between ascending sattva and establishment of sattva. Many might have ascended to sattva, but they cannot sustain the sattva. There is a downward movement. You reach the higher point and again you come down. A point is reached in evolution where you have got to establish it so that afterwards it becomes so easy that human beings, even after reaching sattva, does not need to come down.